and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.
News. I'm Andy Field. Mexico's government says a dead body's been spotted along the floating barriers that Texas Governor Greg Abbott installed in the Rio Grande. Klamath Falls Police Chief Rob Reynolds says a man who posed as an undercover police officer kidnapped a woman in Seattle, drove her hundreds of miles to his home in Oregon, sexually assaulted her, then locked her in a cinder block cell until she found a way to escape.
When she was trying to escape the cell itself, she had repeatedly punched it with her own hands, and she had several lacerations along her knuckles.
Tomorrow, former President Trump expected to appear in a D.C. court to face the four charges laid out in this week's third federal indictment.
Here at the Capitol, physical barriers are going up. Police have been preparing for former President Trump to appear in court just down the block, and they say they are prepared for anything.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. United Nations has given the green light to monitor a peace deal struck between Colombia's government and its largest rebel group. This is ABC News. The United States will face third-ranked Sweden in the round of 16 Sunday at the Women's World Cup. Next six dates on Taylor Swift's tour are all in Los Angeles, and some people aren't happy about that.
You need to hear me out, and let's speak now.
Striking hotel workers and their supporters speaking now, urging Taylor Swift to postpone her six Los Angeles concerts as a show of solidarity for their cause. And it's not just the workers. Elected officials, including California's lieutenant governor, signed an open letter telling Swift that her tour will mean big profits to LA area hotels, while workers, including housekeepers, are sleeping in their cars and losing their homes. They're fighting for a living wage, the letter reads. Stand with hotel workers and postpone your concerts. The six LA shows start Thursday. No comment from Swift's camp. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
More and more Americans are ordering out. DoorDash set new records for total orders and revenue in the second quarter. Company CFO says they're seeing growth in both users and customers ordering more frequently. Andy Field, ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That's GreatWallyDina.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, yes, they do. Hey, we got Bob Blake on, and, you know, we always joke around with Robert Blake. He is the solar bear with the solar news, a weekly presentation here on Native Roots Radio. But we were going to check in first before we got some solar news, because I always kid around with Bob because it's Bob Blake from Red Lake. And, hey, some magical things have happened here August 1st for your nation. You as a citizen must be really proud of what's going on. And welcome, Robert.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Robert. Yeah, it's been incredible. It's August 1st. The Red Lake Nation started to sell cannabis, marijuana, to the public. It became legal in the state of Minnesota. And as you know, Robert, tribal nations are able to, decide exactly and license and distribute how they want to do so, in their homelands. So Red Lake decided to sell to the public, and it happened to be very big news. Not only here in the state of Minnesota, but across, tribal country. So it's pretty cool.
Right on, Robert. And, I think we don't talk about this a lot, but Red Lake is a sovereign nation. Ho-Chunk is a sovereign nation. Prairie Island's a sovereign nation, and so on and so forth. And on our own lands, we can do and govern the way we see fit.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. And that's a come, in this particular, new law in the state of Minnesota, the state doesn't have jurisdiction over the Red Lake Nation. So it did leave it up to, Red Lake to do as they saw fit. And, on a personal level, honestly, Robert, we don't get a lot of wins, right?
Right.
I mean, we don't get, we don't get that you know excitement, you know, where, you know, we are we're ahead of the game, or, you know, we're always last to get technology, we're always last to be involved, you know, and it's just nice to see the community, you know, get happy about something, right? I mean, obviously, you know, it could be a lot of things, but it just so happened to be the, you know, marijuana and the distributing of it and selling of it, right, to the public. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were really happy and proud of it. And I'm proud of Red Lake, and I'm proud of the individuals that, you know, that are happy, that are happy about this, because it does have a lot of medicine, you know, purposes, mm-hmm. right? Misoderal purposes. Yeah. And, right. and, you know, I think for some individuals that are struggling with pain and, you know, they need this as medicine. I think I can't sit there and really, you know, say something disparaging or, you know, say something bad about it. Right. I mean, right. You know, that's kind of the way I feel, Robert.
Well, I agree 100%. And just let me back up a little bit, too, about explaining to our listening audience, Robert, that a sovereign nation would be like the United States dealing with Mexico or Italy or, you know, England. And so being a sovereign nation, we earn the respect to govern our own ways on our own land, just like that. And I think that had a lot to do with ICWA, too, you know, the Supreme Court doing us right on ICWA, because we're not a race. We are a sovereign nation, you know, and I just think, yes, it's a win. And I think, you know, for our BIPOC people being convicted mostly by this, why would we want this turned over now that it's legal? And, you know, the BIPOC people are in jail right now because of selling weed or whatever. It's good that the BIPOC people and especially Native people are able to profit from this, because I would have sure been really sad if it was all of a sudden this got McDonaldized and it was a corporate thing, and that people that were prosecuted over these last years about going to jail for possession or dealing or whatever are now profiting, as opposed to, you know, a lot of these bad white companies that are out there.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Robert. And I mean, I think, you know, it's, you know, it's going to take till about 2025 for a lot of, you know, shops, you know, here in the Twin Cities to open up and be licensed. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of bumps in a row. There's going to be a lot of, you know, kind of, you know, I think issues that we're going to have to work through. But, you know, I also feel like, you know, some individuals that, you know, are cancer patients that are, you know, in a bad way, right, health-wise, that mm-hmm. need this medicine now, I think should be able to get it. And they're able to do that by, you know, driving north of the Twin Cities for 4 hours to the Red Lake Indian Reservation and buying it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, that to me, I think is one of the reasons why, you know, I felt like, you know, I wanted to support this, because, you know, for those individuals that need this, you know, for their health purposes. And, you know, I don't like seeing people go through pain. You know what I mean, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, I just got to say this too, with all this weed going around the country with fentanyl in, you know, if you're going up to Red Lake or a dispensary, that you're getting unlaced marijuana and you won't OD on it because it has too much fentanyl in it. So there's, and I got to say too, Red Lake also was ahead of the game because they were involved in medical marijuana. So it was a real good transition right away on August 1st when it became legal in the state.
Yeah, you know, and they're growing hemp up there. And mm-hmm. of course, you know, we've had discussions and talks about putting solar on these facilities, you know, so Solar Bear's going to end up probably putting solar on these facilities eventually. But, you know, I mean, you know, and I think that, you know, this is really, you know, just one of those ways that, you know, in my mind too, Robert, like with that, with the climate crisis, the way it is, I say to myself, could this be another way for us to open up our consciousness, right, to the realities of what we're dealing with? Because I think sometimes we have that kind of piece of our mind closed, like we don't want to acknowledge that we are in a crisis. And, you know, maybe through some of this, you know, this could open up people's minds. And, you know, and at the same time, you know, this is a reality that we have to deal with. You know, maybe this is a way to deal with that reality too. So I'm just trying to look at this in a more positive way, as opposed to, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of negative things, Robert, and I'm trying to look at the positive. And you know that about me, Robert. I'm always trying to look on the positive side of things.
Well, I mean, let me just put it this way, too. I think you hear a lot of negative things when we talk about gaming, too. And that's a thing that's really helped the nations, some nations across the country. I can't say all of them for sure. But, you know, gaming is looked at it in a bad way, too, at times. But why not let us do it on our own land? And so that's another thing. But, hey, Robert, hold on. Let's talk about some solar news with the Solar Bear next, and I really appreciate your insight about what's happening up at Red Lake. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake from the Red Lake, and he's the Solar Bear with the Solar News. We'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wah.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Metro Transit is proud to offer the free use of IRA for transit trips, an app that connects blind and low-vision customers to a live agent for navigation assistance. IRA can help you determine your location, read schedules, find your next transfer, navigate stations and platforms, and general trip planning, and is now available in Spanish. Learn more and download the app at AIRA.io. That's AIRA.io.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back. Go ahead, Haley. I'm walking all over you. Sorry about that.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. And Robert, I just got to show you this quick picture from Apocalypse Now. And I don't know if you can see the similarities of what's going on here, but that's Colonel Kurtz. and
that is hilarious.
So from Apocalypse
Now. I'm in a parking active in a parking garage. I really, really tried, everyone, to get home. But I'm sorry. I made it as far as the parking garage because the last meeting I was in just went too long.
No.
And I literally was running to the car to get on the phone with you.
No, it's awesome.
That is the funniest thing ever.
You remember Apocalypse Now, don't you? Colonel Kurtz.
I remember Apocalypse Now. Yeah. That is hilarious, Robert.
They to everyone that is not watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube, Bob's in dark and his face is illuminated like Captain Kurtz in Apocalypse Now because what Francis Ford Coppola wanted to hide his weight, so he shot him just where you could just see his face because he was supposed to be really skinny from being out in the jungle, and he was like 300 pounds. But and then that's all I could think of was Bob's in a really dark place, and we just see his well, I saw his hand there, but just see his face, and now he's got a twins cap on. So this is Bob Lake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho-wah.
That is the funniest thing ever, Robert. Hey, Robert. So the Biden and Harris administration announced yesterday that they're going to be offering like rebates, right, for infrastructure pieces. Like, say that you want to build a solar project, and but you need to upgrade the transformer. Right. Or you need to upgrade the substation, and which is happening a lot, actually, Robert. There is a backlog of this type of equipment right now, currently. And so this administration, this has never been done before, is offering these rebates that if you go ahead and do these types of upgrades or to these you know, electrical equipment out there that you will be reimbursed by the federal government. And, you know, I think this is just another way that this administration is trying to think outside the box and get clean energy onto the grid and get it into people's homes in another way that this administration is fighting climate change, Robert, and is creating good American jobs.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the way the good things that are happening here in the Biden administration. I don't know. Here, this is kind of off subject, but did you hear the representative? What's her name? What the heck is her name? But she did a speech, and they used her speech for all the good things that Biden's doing. It was kind of, it was pretty hilarious. If you didn't hear it, I'll try and grab it later and put it up. But Marjorie Taylor Greene just said all these bad things supposedly about Biden, but they were all really good things. So they're using it as a campaign.
Well, I mean, you know, this is, you know, and I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a direct reflection of the education cuts that, you know, the Republicans have made to our system. Robert, you've been a longtime educator, and I'm sure that you've seen the education cuts. You've seen the pencils and the pens and the erasers, you know, automatically disappear from your guys's, you know, stash. You know what I mean? As an educator, you know. And it's really come from this Reaganomics mentality that government is the problem, you know, mm-hmm. and where they tried to demonize, you know, BIPOC folks and poor people, you know what I mean? It's just a tragedy, you know, that here we are now, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is a direct reflection of that mentality and what has grown to be this ugly person who is unfortunately just uneducated about what she's talking about.
Right. And yeah. And, but it's just, we're going to be dealing this for a while. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because I, Bob, when I was a kid, and I think your brother, too, Minnesota was the cat's pajamas, so to speak, of education. People came from all over the world to see how we were doing it. And just was slowly with all these cuts, all these years now that have been happening, this is kind of what we're ending up with. You're right, absolutely right.
Well, you know, and it, you know, you look back and you look at how, you know, a lot of these Lutherans, right, you know, created these colleges and these education places and, you know, put education at the, you know, at the highest level of spending, you know, and then unfortunately, you know, because of those roots that we have in this state, you know, fortunately, Republicans, you know, the GOP and their ideology to dumb down our society, you know, it worked a lot here in Minnesota, but not as much, I think, that like it has in other parts of the country. And that's what we're seeing in Washington, and we're seeing in some of these areas where education is not a priority. And you elect these individuals into office. And, you know, that's a very scary thing, Robert. It's a very, you know, Trump has been indicted, and I think he holds the biggest lead in the Republican Party for the nomination. This is bizarro world. Like, this should not be what it should. But then again, I'm not saying a lot because the next runner up is Ron DeSantis. It's like the lesser of two evils. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, and I do know what you mean, but it's been crazy because they're, you know, Joe Biden won by almost 8 million votes. But the scary part is the orange one got 70 million votes. There's 70 million people that out there that think that way. And I remember when he was first elected and all this crap was coming out and all this racism stuff. And I know the second day he was president, he signed the Dakota Access Pipeline to go through, you know, just crazy crap like that. And I remember seeing a hat saying, let's make America great. It was blue and it said, make racists afraid again.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and that whole make America great thing comes from Ronald Reagan, right? That was his platform, right?
Right.
He had that platform, make America great again. And of course, Donald Trump stole it like he steals everything. But, you know, and that's why it's really important, everyone, while you're listening to this, that you get out and you vote, you get out and you talk to your neighbors, you get out and talk to your family members. And, you know, and you, democracy is something that we have to fight for. And, you know, I think sometimes, Robert, you know, we get a little, you know, we get a little, complacent in this country because, you know, we do have it good. You know, I mean, yeah, is it the best? No, it's not. But I'll take my life here every day of the week and twice on Sunday. You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is something that, you know, we have to continuously fight for. And that's democracy. We have to fight for democracy.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do we got? How much time do we have, Haley?
You've got about a minute and a half.
Well, I just want to pop this up, Bob, real quick. And I don't know if you can see that, but that's what we're kind of talking about.
Robert, this is too funny. This is too. Hey, you know what I want to do with you? I want to go catch a Twins game with you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I want to go catch a Twins game with you, and I want to go check out the Native Roots Trading Post area.
Yep, definitely. Let's do it. We'll do it. We broadcast. Haley and I broadcast from Native American Heritage Day, and we had Dan Gladden as our first guest. It was a gas. It was very fun.
Oh, Dan Gladden's the best, man. We're gonna have to get some solar bear hats or something out there with you.
There you go. Well, you know, the state fair is coming up, and also we're gonna be at Shakopee Powwow Native Roots Trading Post. So there's a lot of things, a lot of moving pieces.
I
here.
Love Shakopee Powwow. That's the best powwow. That's a great powwow.
Yes, it is. So, Bob, I'm waiting for an email from you later tonight, and it was great to have you on today, and I'm going to end with the little music here.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. That's the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Miigwech, everyone. Have a good day. That's the best, Robert.
Hey, that was Bob Blake from Red Lake. We were talking a little bit. Up next, Destiny Jones. We're going to talk a little bit about the Four Sisters Market and what's happening. We'll be right back after this short break.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Crowd control barriers are up outside the courthouse in the nation's capital ahead of former President Trump's arraignment Thursday, accused of a criminal conspiracy to stay in power despite knowing he lost the 2020 election. That from the indictment. There are 6 unnamed co-conspirators, but so far not indicted. ABC News legal contributor Ken Nowaday.
They are absolutely hoping for one of these co-conspirators to turn state's witness on the former president.
He's a former New York federal prosecutor. A jury's decided on the death penalty for the gunman who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. The daughter of a victim, Daniel Stein.
I feel like a weight has been lifted and I can breathe a sigh of relief.
The judge will get the final say about Robert Bauer's fate. Some staff deemed non-essential being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in the West African nation Niger a week after the military coup. The Internal Revenue Service says it aims to make filing your taxes completely paperless in 2 years. This is ABC News.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACTI's Four Sisters Farmers Market, running every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in the American Indian Cultural Corridor from 11 to 3.
Right on. And it was good to hear Dallas Goldtooth, the little bumper he does for Reservation Dogs. Reservation Dogs just dropped on August 2nd. And then again, we had Rihanna Yazzie, who was writing Dark Winds on a couple days ago, who was the writer of the last episode of Dark Winds, was on. And so we're getting some good coverage here on television with some of our Native people doing Native things. Hey, speaking of which, we have Destiny Jones, and we're going to try and do this here because she's out working hard for her community and our community. Destiny, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Right on. You sound good. Hey, it's Destiny Jones, and she works with, she's the manager of Four Sisters Food Market here as in the Twin Cities on the Native Corridor in Minneapolis on Franklin Avenue. And Destiny, thanks for stopping in. And what's happening? I know last week it was a bummer we had to close because the temperatures was so hot, but I give you like big kudos on that because it was a hot one.
It was so hot, and I know that's something that we have to keep in mind as, you know, we face the reality of the climate crisis, but we want to keep our vendors and our visitors safe, and also we have so many beeswax products at the market, they'll just like melt in the sun if we actually have the market, so it's better to just cancel.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, so can you tell our listeners what you're doing right now? Because I know you're right in the middle of work, and you're at your own little farm there, right?
Yep. We currently are having a food demo at our Four Sisters Urban Farm, which is sort of a community garden and community space located right off of the Green Line on... I believe it's 28th and 17th or 29th and 17th. And yeah, we have Chef Vanessa Casillas here with us from Dream of Wild Health. And she's just cooking up some good food and showing us how to do so with our seasonal summer produce. And it's really, really warm, but it's really, really nice to be out with some members of the community.
Well, and then we got to give her a shout out too, because she's Ho-Chunk too. I'm Ho-Chunk, Haley's Ho-Chunk, so if we've turned this into a Ho-Chunk show, that's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So tell our listeners who probably maybe have just stumbled upon the show a little bit about the market and what's going on tomorrow, because it's going to be happening tomorrow. I know we're going to have all four of the Ho-Chunk legislators out there, so if you have any questions for us, we're going to be out there hanging out, and we're making a point to jump into the community and say hello to some of our constituents, but also support the community. So could you tell our listening audience a little bit about the Four Sisters Market, Food Market?
Yes, the Four Sisters Farmers Market is located at 1414 Franklin Avenue every Thursday from this season, June 1st to October 26th, I believe. And we go from 11 to 3, and we are just a space that there's indigenous food and indigenous products. So we have a ton of native farmers and vendors like Dream of Wild Health and Blue Hummingbird Woman and some visiting vendors like Lakota Maid and Brian Dow. There's a ton of different artists and artisans and food makers at the market. And a big goal of what we do is just try to promote these entrepreneurs and kind of help them with getting their businesses started and kind of getting them the access to the resources that they need and having a place to vend.
And that's 11 to 3 on Thursdays, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
That's from 11 to 3 on Thursdays, correct? you're muted right now. And also, did you say Brian Dow is going to be down today or tomorrow? That artist? Not sure if Destiny's still there. She's muted. There she goes. Go ahead, Destiny. Oh, now she's muted.
Oh, sorry.
Now
she's not muted. Sorry, I was having a bit of connectivity issue. We'll be having some visiting vendors from Duluth in the next few weeks, which is really exciting, one of which is Brian Dow. And then we'll be having our regular vendors like Simone Rendon, Edible Arts Minnesota, and Estella, which is Blue Hummingbird Woman. And we 11 to 3 every Thursday, and we try to keep it fresh every week.
Well,
our artist in residence with All My Relations Arts there,
mm-hmm.
who is, I don't know if I'm still going, but
yes,
he was Rory, wake him up.
Yes, we know Rory very well. Hey, Destiny, I know you're really busy, and I really appreciate you coming on and at such a short notice just to help promote the market. And we'll see you tomorrow. So thank you, Pina Gigi. Thank you so much for being on. Yes, Destiny, thank you so much.
Yes, we love Destiny.
Yeah, definitely. And we love the market, too, and she's doing a great job. That's great. That was exciting to hear that Brian Dow is going to be down, because he's we have a lot of his stuff in our store, and he's an artist that's really blowing up. So if you want, you should come down there and check him out. The Four Sisters Market, and, it's just an awesome thing, Haley.
What kind of art do you guys have at the trading post of Brian's?
We have his scarves right now, and they're 60-inch scarves, and it's a really kind of a modern kind of art on it. And you know, it's interesting too that you bring this up, Haley, because I kind of think about when we're supporting artists. I know, like, the mainstream likes to see teepees and eagles and things like that. But, you know, we do, as Native Americans, we do a lot of traditional art, but also art that's modernized. We just happen to be artists that are Native. So there's kind of a difference as opposed to a Native American artist. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you are Native American, so can you throw a teepee in there? And that's like, no, you know, we're doing, you know what I'm saying?
It's right. Like, yeah. Just because we're Native American doesn't mean that we're not capable of producing, I guess, non-cultural art is, I think, what you're trying to get at, or just art in general.
Not
focused on one target culture, I think.
Right. Not only the culture, but I mean, just using Native Americans as human beings that happen to be an artist. So just because you're Native American doesn't mean that you can't do a beautiful sunset. So do you have to put a sunset with a teepee in it because you're Native? No, you don't. And so that's kind of the thing that I think we're trying to get away from in promoting artists that do art as opposed to doing art that people want and think that should be coming out, you know, like,
exactly.
You know, if you're drawing a stick man, do you have to put a headdress on it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on.
Right. And speaking of art, have you seen the new exhibit at the All My Relations Art Gallery yet?
Yes, I have. Franklin? I have. And I will be going in there again. Like I said, I'm going to be meeting, and possibly you'll be out there, but we'll have four of our legislators from Ho-Chunk Nation from District 4 there, just for a little bit to support and support what's going on in our community. And we just so happen to be, I don't know if I ever mentioned too much about my other job as a legislator, but I am a legislator of District 4, which is everywhere but Wisconsin. So, I mean, if you live on the moon, I'm your legislator, you know. If you're in a foreign country, you know, like Texas, I'm your legislator. You know, so there we have Ho-Chunks in District 4 all over the country. So it's a great honor for me. Some elders asked me to run a couple of years ago. I was teaching high school, and I ran and I won with their help. And then I retired from teaching, and then I became a legislator for the Ho-Chunk Nation, which we have, the one that's based out of Wisconsin, because our brothers and sisters, really our families in Nebraska, the Winnebagoes are... And Ho-Chunk, Wisconsin, used to be called the Winnebagoes of Wisconsin, but we don't like that name because the French gave us that name, and Winnebago means dirty, stinky water, so we didn't like being called that, so we changed our name in, I think, 93 or 94, 1993 or 94, the Ho-Chunks changed their name, and the Ho-Chunk means Ho-Ok, means the people of the sacred voice, and...
Yeah.
Or the big voice, as someone was called.
Right. Voice. I think it was big voice, and then it switched to sacred voice. But yeah, I'll be out there at on Franklin Avenue at the Native American Cultural Corridor, and I'm going to go check out Inde Wisagingdom exhibition by Laura Youngbird. So I'm excited to see what she's created out of her garments. And to see kind of what she's made through her mixed media of drawing, painting, and prints. And I'm excited really just to connect with the community again and see everyone after last week's was canceled. So,
right, exactly. Good call. And it's really good. If you've never been out there, please come out there. It's not just for natives, it's for the whole community.
Yeah.
You know,
have brunch with us.
Yeah, and I think some people get afraid or confused that these things are just sacred and like that. And it's like, no, come to a powwow. That's not a ceremony. That's a celebration. Come to this. It's a celebration of who we are. And maybe, you know, get some earrings from a vendor or go get some pizza or something and a coffee. And then right next door to the coffee shop is... you know, the art gallery, and it's all right there. So we'll be
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can use your EBT too as well, cash, cards. It's all accepted.
Yeah, good point. Hey, thanks, Haley. Thanks for helping me out there in this last few minutes. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, Wendy Pilot, and we're going to have our sacred animal section here. I know we got a couple seconds here, but I'm looking at the bee garden she made out in the front yard here. And there's thousands of bees and butterflies. It's a good day to be indigenous and a good day to be Indian. We'll be right back. Absolutely. After this short break.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Metro Transit is proud to offer the free use of IRA for transit trips, an app that connects blind and low-vision customers to a live agent for navigation assistance. IRA can help you determine your location, read schedules, find your next transfer, navigate stations and platforms, and general trip planning, and is now available in Spanish. Learn more and download the app at AIRA.io. That's AIRA.io.
In this critical time for Indian country, voting is crucial to protecting the land, water, and communities. Voting creates collective power in securing our planet's future amid climate chaos. Engage in personal conversations with loved ones to ensure they are making informed voting choices. Register to vote. And don't forget that 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote in Minnesota. NACDI is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to NACDI.org to learn more and make your pledge to vote.
Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market.
They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursdays until October from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. More at NACD.org and tell them Native Roots Radio sent you.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
Howl! Wait, one more time. Howl!
Howl!
We're howling with Marlon Brando. I guess you had to be watching this. Hey, again, you know, Wendy did this this bee garden in the front of the house, meaning she put all these plants in here that are from this area, and it's just an amazing. This is the second year, and I mean, we have plants out there that are like 8 feet tall. I'm sure the neighbors don't like it, but it's beautiful. We have butterflies. I saw there's hundreds of bees out there. I saw a hummingbird a few minutes ago, and it's just amazing, Haley.
It is. It's, yeah, if once I am able to have a yard like that, I would love to have a yard like yours. It's very, very great for the environment and all the critters and the bugs.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of Wendy, why don't we take a listen to today's update from Wendy Pilot. Take it away, Wendy.
One second here, guys. We'll have her.
No problem. We know Wendy's a busy person, so this is kind of a pre-record that she just gave us and given us updates. She's working on some humane lobbying stuff. She's doing
we a are ready.
No. Okay, thanks. Let's take it away, Wendy.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Robert. My name is Hanajihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I have a couple of things I'm going to be talking about, some fun animal facts that I find along my way on the internet and reading elsewhere. I have never ran into a skunk in my life. I have to admit that. I think that they're really cute little animals, but I don't, in my memory, can remember a time I've ever seen one in real life. But here is some information about skunks that we need to be happy to see them. Their favorite foods are termites, wasps, hornets, maggots, rats, mice, moles, cockroaches, and snakes. It says here, we do not want to spray you. It depletes our resources and leaves us vulnerable for up to 10 days. Give us some space and we can help you. So let's give these little guys some room. We don't want to get sprayed by a skunk. I remember watching on TV a couple of dogs getting sprayed by them. And you have to like put your dog in a bath with all kinds of like lemon and oatmeal and all this kind of stuff to get rid of that skunk smell. But I'm glad that they eat all the rest of those varmints so that they're not around. You know, walking through the park, sometimes I see rocks that are stacked. So I see these stacked rocks and I think, wow, this is awesome. I want to do that, but I've never had the chance. I just never did that. But I read an article that says you should not stack rocks. And the reason why is because dragonflies begin their life underwater clinging to the rocks until they turn into an adult. So if you pick up all the rocks and you stack them, you're going to be killing the dragonflies. So you don't want to do that.
And I have some good advice for people who bring home a new dog from the shelter, because we always want people to adopt, do not shop. But adopted dogs take 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to start to know your routine, and 3 months to start to feel at home. So really give them a chance. You know, I really hate when I hear people adopting a dog and after a week or 2 weeks or even after the same day, they just return the dog because the dog isn't doing what they expected the dog to do. So I really hope that people out there give your animal and your cat for that matter. Robert and I adopted an old cat. Her name was Princess, and she had been at the shelter for the longest out of all the cats. So the day that we adopted Tommy, our big white cat, we adopted Princess the same day. And when we brought her home, she stayed in my closet for about 3 months, I'm going to say. And we made a little bed in there for her. I took out my shoes, made a little bed, and she stayed in there. And every now and then, when we weren't around, we could tell that she was eating her food and using the kitty litter box, but she would go back in my closet. And then after a while, she would come out and watch Robert and I play with the other animals. We had two dogs, and she slowly came around, but it took her a really long time to really feel at home and to feel safe. So always give adopted dogs and cats time to decompress, and they will. You're going to love them, and they will be your favorite pets of all time. The bee hummingbird, it's called the bee, like B-E-E. Bee hummingbird is the smallest bird in the world, and it comes from Cuba. This tiny bird, when mature, only weighs about 2 grams, and when seen, it is often mistaken for an insect. This little wonder can fly for a long time, up to 20 hours every day. So, as you can imagine, it needs a lot of fuel to have for all this energy that it needs. And it drinks about 8 times its body weight every day. And that, it is as if you compare us to drinking, there's Wanda, drinking 4 bathtubs of water every day. So isn't that crazy? So here's another way we could help our bees, talking about bees. To help bees during the summer months, there are fewer flowers and other food sources for the bees. Water is also scarce, and so many bees drowned as they try to drink from the pools. So what you should do is grate an apple and add some water to a shallow bowl. The bees will be able to get the sugars from the fruit and drink the water and not drown, as they can stand on the pieces of fruit. That's a really good idea. I'm actually going to do that today. Let's see. You know what? It's going to be really hot. Today's really hot. Tomorrow's going to be really hot. And this is just a reminder. I did mention this on the show before, but did you know you should not pour cold water on an overheated dog or put a wet towel on their back? Here's what you should do. Animal lovers, never make the mistake of throwing cold water on an overheated dog or put a wet towel on its back. You will see the opposite effect. Due to the cold, the veins constrict, and due to the high temperatures, the proteins in the blood clot, which makes the blood thick and viscous. Due to the combination of the two, the heart can no longer get the blood, and the organs fail one by one due to lack of oxygen. The result is a very slow and painful death. So you don't want to do that. If you try to help an overheated dog, this is the way to do it. First, give lukewarm water to drink, then cool the soles of the feet and chest and lower abdomen with a damp cloth. Then put the dog in the shade on the damp towel. So sharing this information is really important. Keep your dogs inside if it's too hot. There's also a test to see if the black top is too hot. Put your hand
upside down on the back of your hand on the blacktop. And if you cannot leave it there for 5 seconds, it is too hot for your dog's pads. So try to keep your dog safe. Keep them indoors. Don't leave them in a...
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.